You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now. G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 60 of IRC FM Metal Monday. Coming to you from Whiplash 2012. Sydney, Czech, Brisbane, Czech, and now we're at the Gosford Youth Arts Warehouse. And on tonight's episode, we will have Helix Nabula, who you can hear in the background, The Arbitrary Method, Ruins of an Empire. All of those three bands haven't been on Whiplash yet. And then three bands who we have heard on the previous two episodes, Caterbases, Dawn Heist, and Nemic. So it should be an interesting night of metal. This is actually an all-ages show. So the idea is to get the youth of Gosford and surrounding areas involved. And I dare say that that includes the bands. After this gig, we move to Newcastle, then Canberra, then Melbourne. You might notice actually a slight change in my voice between Sydney, Brisbane and now. I went swimming in Queensland and then I got sick from the pool. So if my voice sounds a little bit different, that would be why. So we're going to kick things off with a live song now from our opening act. We're going to hear from Helix Nabula.
Oh,
Welcome back to AKFM Metal Monday, episode 60, coming to you from the Yuvard's Warehouse here in Gosford on the New South Wales Central Coast. In case you're not aware of the New South Wales Central Coast, depending on what part of the coast you're talking about, it's about an hour and a half away from Sydney, immediately to the north of the Sydney metropolitan area. Very picturesque areas around the coast. There's also a lot of bushland as well in this general area. It's very common for people to live here on the central coast but work in Sydney, either by driving or catching the train to work. There have been various metal and rock bands here on the central coast who have said that there's a severe lack of venues for them to play on the central coast. There's only so many licensed premises that allow live music. Indeed, this venue, the Youth Arts Warehouse, is a very interesting one. Warbringer and Empirical, among others, and also Catabasis, actually, were here at the start of October putting on a show, which was very good, according to the members of Empirical and Catabasis that I've spoken to about the show. This space is an interesting one because from the street it looks just like a normal office block. In the front of the building there's various youth and community organisations who have the space together, and then out the back of the venue is an open plan warehouse loading dock situation where there's a stage and there's an audience area as well, so they can put on shows like this. I dare say at this time of the night there's nobody actually working in the areas concerned. There is also a back entrance as well, so in case you don't want people coming in through the front past all the offices. But it's a good space for younger bands especially to come and play or to come and practice that isn't necessarily a licensed premises, where you have to worry about drugs and alcohol and all that sort of stuff. It's quite easy to control who comes here. This is an all ages gig for anyone under the age of 18 to attend. There is also one in Newcastle tomorrow night as I'm recording this. However, that one clashes with the main show, so not all the bands will be appearing at that one. We're about to hear from the Arbitrary Method, so they're just about to kick things off there. If you want any more details about any of the bands, you can go to the show notes at okfmmetalmonday.com, episode number 60, and click on the links. If you want to hear what happened at the Sydney and Brisbane shows, you can go to episode 58 for the Sydney show, episode 59 for the show in Brisbane. Then we have shows in Newcastle coming up. That'll be episode 61 next week. Canberra episode 62 and Melbourne episode 63. So a lot of travel for me coming up. As soon as this gig goes, I get on to the last train of the evening up to Newcastle. I'm actually staying right above the venue for Saturday night Newcastle gig, and then I'm up at stupid o'clock on Saturday morning so I can head to Canberra. Two planes, Newcastle, Sydney, then Sydney, Canberra. but I dare say, as we've heard from some of the other bands on some of the other episodes, I'm doing it a lot easier than those bands who are travelling in the tour bus. Anywho, up next is the Arbitrary Method. We'll be right back.
Uber getting. I see you guys get into a bit. Limber off those necks. Get them fucking moving, eh?
Thank you. very much. We got a film clip out for this song. It's our first single off our current EP, which we don't fucking have because these two dickheads forgot to bring them. This song's called Nine Worlds.
Push through the wall, from
this song's off the same EP, this song's called Loki.
I'm
Welcome back to episode number 60 of Oak FM Metal Monday, coming to you from the Whiplash Festival Tour. This is the All Ages Goth and Sideshow with Nemig, who are coming up very, very shortly. From the start of the episode, we have heard from Nerix Nebula, The Arbitrary Method, Ruins of an Empire, Catabasis, Dawn Heist, and we're about to hear from Nemig. There's a small crowd here. I'm not sure of the total reason for that, if it's, you know, the promotion of the event, people don't know who the bands are, people don't know the event's on, or indeed that it's a Thursday night here in Gosford. I'm not exactly sure why. Small crowd. Those are here are getting into it. There have been some sound issues tonight, but it's been a relaxing night, especially to see the last three bands, Catabasis, Dawn Heist and Nemig, come here and play in front of a small crowd, and you can get right up close to them and watch the guys in action, which is great. So after Nemig, I'm going to come back and wrap things up and give you an overview of the tour so far. The Brisbane and the Sydney shows were pretty heavy on for interviews, and so we'll give you a guide of what's coming up and what has gone as we reach the halfway point for the Whiplash Festival. If you want any further information about any of the bands, go to ekfmmetalmonday.com. This is episode 60. The Sydney episode, or the Sydney show, was episode 58. And the Brisbane episode was episode 59. With shows coming up in Newcastle, episode 61, Canberra, episode 62, and Melbourne's episode 63, and then we'll wrap things up with episode 64.
Stand and call me. Thank you very much. How you doing, guys? And girls, we have girls tonight. What a fucking pleasure. Oh, maybe I should not say fuck. This is a metal show, so whatever. All right. So do you guys know this band, Nemec? We're from Poland. We play brutal death metal for your pleasure. No. We can't, we're too old for that shit. The next one is called Meaningless from the album Passenger. Are you guys ready? Yeah. We'll see you there. Yeah. is on the storm.
Well, you are listening to Cafe Metal Monday. That is episode 60, Dart and Dastard. I'm on my way back to Gosford Station to catch a train to Newcastle for the next gig in the Whiplash Tour. Sydney, tick. Brisbane, tick. Gosford, tick. Newcastle to come, Canberra to come, Melbourne to come. And as I was just discussing off mic to one of the venue security guards, the venue itself is actually owned by Gosford City Council, and it's, as I mentioned before, a youth-orientated venue, and it's an all-ages, no-alcohol event to try and get more people involved in listening to and playing music on the live scene without necessarily needing to go to a licensed premises to do it. And I said to the security guard, I said, gee, mate, you've had a pretty quiet night. That's probably my only disappointment of the tour so far. The crowds have been minimal in both Gosford and Brisbane. And I've commented to a couple of security guards, actually, in Brisbane and here in Gosford. The reputation that the metal community has got is a reputation where you need lots of security. Things are going to get out of control pretty easily. But having said that, when it really comes down to it, we just want to listen to our music at 11 and hang out. And if there's any real trouble, it's usually from someone who's sort of outside coming in trying to make trouble. And usually, if there is any trouble, we tend to step on it ourselves before the security even gets a chance to get over it. You know, of course, the music's not to everyone's cup of tea. It's obviously to your cup of tea because you're listening to it. And it's obviously my cup of tea because I'm doing a show about it. But I dare say there might be a couple of security guards, the guy I just spoke to and also the guy in Brisbane that I was speaking to, who, if given a chance, if given a choice rather between, say, a nightclub shift or a metal gig shift, I dare say they might go for the metal. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. The tour overall so far, Sydney, Brisbane and Gosford so far, have enjoyed the music. We had a few sound issues tonight. We had a small crowd for both Brisbane and Gosford. I'm not sure of the exact reasons why. I'm not sure about any specific promotion that was done in the two markets concerned. I know that both nights weren't necessarily ideal. A Sunday night in Brisbane and a Thursday night in Gosford. And an all-ages gig, that might have cost against the Gosford gig too, I'm not sure. Don't know if there was anyone actually underage. It's sometimes funny, you put on an underage gig and the majority of the people who are actually there aren't actually underage at all, so you have to wonder, you know, what was the point of putting on an underage gig? Especially if said underage gig ends at midnight on a Thursday night. You know, mine is not to question the promoter, mine is not to criticise the promoter, and I'm definitely not doing that. But in general, about metal shows in general, if you don't get out there and support the scene, well, eventually the promoters are going to say, well, you know what, the next time we do a tour like this, we ain't coming to Gosford, because it's not worth it. They might change the tour, and they might say, well, instead of starting it in Sydney, we might find that Newcastle might be a really good place to start it. I'm actually really looking forward to tomorrow night's Newcastle gig that you will hear on episode 61
of a Cafe Metal Monday. It's actually going to be my very first gig in Newcastle, with the exception of the War Faction Bunker Party. But then again, that's a totally different flying altogether. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what Whiplash Newcastle style is like next week, tomorrow, next week's episode, episode 61 of FM Metal Monday. Anywho, I hope you've enjoyed the music. I've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. If you want any further information about any of the bands, go to the show notes at fmmetalmonday.com. Hopefully I'll be feeling a little bit better before tomorrow's gig. It's been an epic few days. I was feeling great until I went swimming the other day and in Queensland. And as soon as I went swimming that night on the way home, that night on the way home, my throat felt it, because I hadn't gone swimming like that pretty much since I was in high school. You know, to the degree that I did it on that particular occasion. Don't regret it. It's all good, it's all fun. And this whole tour's been fun. We have... pardon me. Newcastle, Canberra and Melbourne to come. There's going to be some insane travel involved, but it's all part of the fun. Anywho, from Gosford Station, I'm Eric. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it. See you in Newcastle. Hear you next week. And until then, I'm Eric. Don't hate me because I'm at Whiplash Festival and you're not. Get your asses to Newcastle. Well, I don't suppose that would really work, because by the time you're hearing this, Newcastle's done and dusted. Get right into it.